Good morning, everyone. The Story County Board of County Commissioners meeting will now come to order. Anyone in the room has a cell phone or any other audible device, if you put it on silent now, is not to disrupt the rest of this meeting. I appreciate it. Thank you. And if you would stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
The Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Moving along now to item number 3, this is discussion and possible action, approval of the agenda for this date, April the 12th, 2017. Mr. Witt, do we have any changes to today's agenda?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Staff recommends eliminating Section 9 as not relevant.
All right. Is there any public comment regarding the agenda? Hearing enough, I get a motion for approval.
I'll make a motion to approve today's agenda for April 12, 2017.
I'll second.
We're moving in second to approve today's agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 4, discussion only. We'll take no action or public comment. These are committee and staff reports. We only have a few members of government here today. Does anyone have any staff reports to present today? Here. Nothing, sir. It works. You're good to go? All right. Go ahead and we'll move on now to item number 5. These are board comments. We'll take no action or public comment. We'll start to my left. Commissioner Gilman, do you have any comments today?
No comment.
All right. Commissioner McGuffey?
Nope.
And I, too, have no comments today. Moving along now to item number 6. This is discussion on possible action. The Board of County Commissioners will canvass the results of the special recall election held in and for Story County, State of Nevada, on April 11th, 2017, and declare the results of the election. So, the results of the election are as follows. There were 601 votes for the recall, 883 votes against the recall. With that is the recall fails. So nothing is going to change. Is there any public comment regarding item number 6? Ms. Bard, keep your hand up.
Yeah, is public comment going to happen at the end of everything?
Well, we have this is a possible action item, so we have discussion on all those items.
Nothing.
Nothing then? Okay, any board comments on this?
No comment.
Motion to go ahead and approve the canvas of the results.
I'll make a motion to approve the results of the special recall election held in and for Story County, State of Nevada, on April 11th, 2017, and declare the results of the election.
Can I get a second?
Second.
It's been moved in a second to approve the canvas of the votes. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 7. Board of County Commissioners, after the clerk has prepared an abstract of the votes cast, shall cause the county clerk to certify the abstract. The board will then consider the entry of an order in the minutes of the proceedings required that the county clerk, 1, make a copy of the certified abstract, and 2, make a mechanized report of an abstract in compliance with the regulations of the Secretary of State, which will then be forthwith transmitted to the Secretary of State. Once again, I'll go ahead and ask if there's any public comment regarding item number 7. Any board comments regarding item number 7?
No comment.
Okay. Motion to approve.
Yeah, I'll make a motion to have the Story County Clerk prepare an abstract of the votes cast and certify the abstract and then along with submission to the Secretary of State.
Very good. Thank you. Do I have a second on this motion?
Second.
Been moved in second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Moving along now to item number 8. This is discussion of possible action. Should the canvas results be against the recall, the Board of County Commissioners will take no further action. So at this point, I'll ask if there's any public comment regarding this item. Yes, sir. Come on up, Ms. Ward.
Are we on number 8?
Yes.
Okay. Nicole Bard, Story County resident. I'd like to thank you, Marshall, or rather, I'd like to thank Marshall McBride, Commissioner, for not signing the recall petition. I don't know what your motives were. I would like to think that you didn't sign because you put the community first. Thank you.
This is an possible action. Do we need to vote on this? Take no further action?
It's make a motion.
It's self-explanatory.
I agree, and we've already done the two things that we're supposed to do for the Secretary of State, so I think that I don't think you have to make a motion not to make any further action.
Thank you, then. With that, we've removed item number 9 from the agenda. At this time, we'll move on to the final item on the agenda, which is item number 10. This is public comment. Open to any persons in here who would like to comment. Ms. Woodmansey?
This is just a request. Sometimes I haven't been able to come to the meetings, so I get them on DVD from Vanessa. But some of you speak so low, I cannot hear them even on tape, even if I turn my computer all the way up. So what I'd like to ask is if you could speak up a little louder or speak more into the microphone, so for someone who can't be here, they can listen to it and actually hear it. Of course, District Attorney Langer, I can always hear.
Of course.
Commissioner McBride, I can always hear. And Commissioner Gilman, I can always hear. But Commissioner McGuffey and County Manager Witten tend to turn away from the mic when they speak. So my humble request as a journalist is please speak louder and into the microphone.
Okay, and then for the record, you're going to identify yourself.
Oh, I'm sorry. Karen Woodman, C. with Comstock Chronicle and Virginia City News.
Very good. All right.
Don't do that. Don't do this that often.
Very good. Thank you, Karen. Okay. Any other public comment? Hearing none, this meeting is adjourned.